Live from KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, I'm Charlie Bermant with news for Thursday, August 15th. 10 local races drew no candidates during the May candidate filing period, prompting the Jefferson County Auditor to hold an extended filing period this week. That ended yesterday, and six races still have no candidates running. In these cases, the district can choose to appoint someone to fill the position. Otherwise, the incumbent will stay in the office until 2021, which is the next scheduled election. This could be an unlikely scenario because if the incumbent wanted to stay in the position, they probably would have filed in May. One candidate, Jeffrey Taylor, filed for the Port Townsend School Board District 2 position. As he isn't opposed, he will assume the office by acclamation at the end of the year. Taylor, who is the newly appointed science teacher in the Quilcene school system, says he wants to support the Port Townsend school system's place-based education initiative. Washington Governor Jay Inslee's presidential campaign isn't exactly catching fire. Even if he doesn't get the nomination, he may not run for a third term as governor, opening the way for other candidates. Two of those potential candidates will be at the Jefferson County Democrat annual Fish Feast fundraiser beginning at 4 p.m. on Sunday, August 25th at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds. Attorney General Bob Ferguson, who has filed several lawsuits against the Trump administration, will address the group along with Public Lands Commissioner Hillary France. Both are playing coy about their ambitions but are ready to act should Inslee move onward or upward. The usual suspects, Congressman Derek Kilmer and our entire state legislative delegation, will be on hand to supply the expected political rhetoric. The event can also expect stragglers from the Thing Festival, which is using the fairgrounds as a campground. They may wander by the Erickson Building where the event is occurring to find there is something going on, but they don't know what it is. The road to Maristone is getting an upgrade, with the current causeway scheduled for replacement. The Jefferson County, Washington News Facebook page reported that a 400-foot bridge will connect Maristone and Indian Island, upgrading an 80-year-old solution that has long since exceeded the traffic flow for which it was designed. The bridge is part of a $15 million salmon and shoreline restoration project that will take a little more than a year. It is intended to improve salmon habitat, fish passage, water quality, and tidal flows. Drivers navigating Maristone's only access point can expect delays during the construction period, also typical for road construction projects. Once it's completed, we'll forget it ever caused any inconvenience. The Port Townsend Department of Parks and Recreation installed fence posts for the dog park at Mountain View Community Center yesterday, bisecting the entire field. Crews will return next week to build the fence once the concrete was set. The off-leash area should be open by the end of next week, according to Parks Director Alex Wisniewski. A grand opening ceremony is planned at a later date. Dogs around town are aware that something is going on, but they don't know what it is. KPTZ 91.9 Port Townsend brings you local news at noon on Tuesday and Thursday. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Bermant reminding you to stay tuned for election coverage. Today, interviewing candidates for the Port Townsend City Council.